Support for the show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually, we're great, but together, we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Support for Prop G is brought to you by Vuori. Are you sick and tired of traditional old workout gear? Vuori wants to provide you with a new perspective on performance apparel. Everything is designed to work out in, but also look and feel great outside the gym as well. Vuori's products are incredibly versatile. You can wear them running, training, stretching, or just lounging around. Vuori sent me the Elevate Core Shorts and Strato Tech Tee. And I like the way they feel. They're form-fitting. I feel strong in them. I feel sleek in them. I feel like a jungle cat. Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. Get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/Prop G. That's Vuori.com/Prop G. I'm Scott Galloway, and this is No Mercy, No Malice. Isn't it time we accepted a truth? Nobody wants to wear a headset. Isn't that spatial? As read by George Hahn.
This millennium, Apple has introduced a string of landmark products. The definitive portable music player, the most popular tablet computer, those ubiquitous wireless earbuds, an iconic lightweight laptop, and the standard issue coder's laptop, a new way to pay, a smartwatch that outsells the entire Swiss watch industry, and the iPhone, the most successful consumer product in history. That track record, not the product, is what made Monday's mixed reality headset announcement so compelling.
The era of spatial computing is here.
The Vision Pro is a technical achievement. Marques Brownlee said the positive aspects were, quote, the best I have seen in any VR headset by a mile, unquote. And Robin Roberts looked as if she would hug Tim Cook after her demo. My youngest has already asked for one. Yet I believe these $3,500 ski goggles will be the company's first major commercial failure of the century. The device will age as well as candy cigarettes. And Tim Cook knows it. He's reportedly been skeptical of the product, and he never donned the device during the keynote or the hands-on session afterward. Can you imagine Steve Jobs wearing the Vision Pro? Ever? Cook reveres Jobs, and Jobs' signature management principle was, focus means saying no. So why did the greatest CEO in history, as measured by shareholder value added, greenlight the Ishtar of computing products? Hubris, a shift in our culture, and an existential struggle with Mr. Cook's enemy. Hint, it's not Microsoft.
And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Betting against a first-generation Apple product is a bad trade. From infamous dismissals of the iPhone to disappointment with the original iPad. In fact, this is a reflection of Apple's strategy. Start with a product that's more an elegant proof of concept than a primetime hit. Rely on early adopters to provide enough runway for its engineers to keep iterating. And trust in unmatched capital, talent, brand equity, and staying power to morph a first-gen toy into a third-gen triumph. So the critical question isn't if the Vision Pro itself is a great product. It's not. But whether it has the genes for success. If you peer around enough corners, you'll start seeing things that aren't there. Headsets are a bad form factor, full stop, and no headset-based product will achieve mass adoption. The obstacles are seated deep in our DNA. We are highly discerning about what we put on our face as it must enhance, not impair, our ability to assert dominance, attract mates, and make connections. Jewelry signals wealth and strength. The $250 billion cosmetics industry helps us mimic visual cues for health and reproductive fertility. There is no version of a headset or goggles that makes us seem more appealing. None. Headsets obstruct our peripheral vision, exposing us to stalking predators. Also, they're uncomfortable. We're a long way from making three screens, a glass shield, and an array of supporting hardware light enough to wear for an extended period. Reviewers were purposefully allowed to wear the Vision Pro for less than half an hour, and nearly everyone said comfort was declining even then.
It's still heavy. A little heavy.
It was a pretty heavy VR headset.
Top of my nose and forehead started to feel the weight.
Avatar: The Way of Water is 3 hours and 12 minutes. Consumer culture, income inequality, and Bernard Arnault have dulled our response to pricing pain, but $3,500 makes you take notice. After sales tax, that's approaching $4,000 for a product that will be obsolete in 2 years. $2,000 a year rivals the lease payments on an entry-level car. Back at HQ, the iPhone, possibly the most utile product in history, costs $1,000 and is viable for 3+ years. Splurging on an 85-inch 4K flat-screen TV will cost you $1,500, but it will last about 7 years, and your entire family gets to watch at the same time. The nosebleed price limits trial, even by influencers and institutions. Media companies and design schools aren't going to buy several of these. They won't be handed out at all hands or to the person who was closest to the pin at the company offsite. The price will come down, but even at $2,500, will this replace all your Apple products? That's still more than an iPhone, MacBook Air, Apple Watch, AirPods Pro, and 4 AirTags. This isn't spatial computing. It's spatial consumption. The Vision Pro was developed and approved for production in a different time. COVID meant a product designed to use alone at home was appealing. Knowledge workers were working at home, and a reasonable view, notably in Silicon Valley, was that this was the new normal. But society is recoiling from the isolation era. The dangers of isolation and loneliness have eclipsed the threat of viral contagion. The Surgeon General has declared an epidemic of loneliness. The Times reporter who tried the Vision Pro noted his visceral response upon returning to virtual isolation. Quote, "I could feel myself shutting down," unquote. The Vision Pro demo video is a COVID time capsule.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic, and this is Sarge.
Hey, everybody, Father Dave. Got another video for you, this time about sourdough bread.
A year ago that I'd be locked inside of my home, I would have told you.
A parade of solitary indoor individuals. The brief family scenes are cringeworthy. My sons get pissed off when I keep my AirPods in at a football match, but we're going to wear headsets at our kids' birthday parties? For the first quarter century of its existence, Apple was defined as much by its competition with Microsoft as its products and advertising. But the two titans settled into an armistice. For a time, it looked like upstart Google would be Apple's nemesis, but that rivalry didn't stick either. Each business is so successful in its own domain, the conflict isn't worth the ammunition. This town, Earth, turns out to be big enough for both of them. However, Tim Cook loathes Mark Zuckerberg. Publicly, Cook's veins run ice cold. Nothing is personal. He smiled when Trump called him Tim Apple and gave the president a tour of Apple's Texas factory. But Cook let the mask slip in response to a question about how he'd act in Zuckerberg's position vis-a-vis privacy.
I wouldn't be in the situation.
Before plunging a $10 billion shiv in Meta's back, requiring apps to ask iPhone users for affirmative consent to tracking. The grudge match isn't personal. It's existential. Meta's singular strategic objective is to escape second-tier status and, like Apple and Alphabet, control its distribution. And its path to independence runs through Apple Park. Zuckerberg is spending the GDP of a small country to invent a new world, the metaverse, where Apple doesn't own the roads or power stations. Vision Pro is insurance against the metaverse evolving into anything more than an incel panic room. Apple doesn't have to own the headset category to win the war against Meta, or even sell that many. The company just has to keep the category unsettled and splintered so Meta doesn't own it. It has the cash to play spoiler. It generates over $100 billion per year in free cash flow, more than enough to engage in a high-cost, low-ROI arms race. Sunday, Meta's Oculus was a mediocre product, but still best in its class. Just 24 hours later, it was the Yugo of tech hardware. Half the memes on Twitter this week were some variation of LOL, Zuck, Big Mad. Sure, the Vision Pro is 7 times the price of the forthcoming Oculus 3, but consumers believe the price will come down. Developers want to design for the highest quality product, and engineers want to work on it. After 30 minutes in the Vision Pro, influential tech reviewer David Pogue wrote that the display resolution was so clear, it made the displays in the Oculus look like a screen door. This may be the first product in history that's primary purpose is to remind consumers who can't afford it how crappy the competition they can afford really is. 3 years ago, the Apple product people expected was the Apple Car. The car likely isn't dead, it just isn't the company's focus and won't be coming soon. But as bad as the timing was for a headset, it's that good for a car. The EV market is on fire, with unit sales expected to increase 36% in 2023. AR/VR headset units declined 20% in 2022 and are expected to rise only modestly in 2023. And it's anyone's game. Tesla is vulnerable, its design getting stale, and its CEO unwinding 280 characters at a time. The waiting list for an Apple Car announced this week would have been the most valuable asset ever created in the absence of the asset. At a sticker price of $100,000, that's $100 billion. Think about this. In 24 hours, one of the largest revenue businesses in history could have illuminated a path to 30% revenue growth. That's the true cost of the Vision Pro. Note, I find it comforting to see smart people make stupid mistakes. I believe the Vision Pro will be remembered as a Neanderthal, an evolutionary dead end, a heavy, thick-browed, experimental species destined for extinction. Admittedly, there's a bias here. I am troubled by the direction this and other tech platforms and products are taking us. COVID didn't cause social distancing. The tech industry did. We are mammals, and mammals suffer when we are not in the physical presence of other mammals. Whether you are an orca isolated in a tank, a dog left at home alone, or a consumer sequestered behind your latest expensive gadget. Real grief, rejection, joy, eroticism, victory, and love are experienced in the presence of others. Headsets render us nauseous, uncomfortable, and alone. Worse, they make us less human.
Life is so rich.